VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations. The president made the statement one day after the Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran.
Well, we knew what the vote was going to be, but we'll be doing a snapback. You'll be watching it next week. Yeah, you'll be watching it next week.
The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all U.N. sanctions against Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and six world powers, known as a snapback, even though Trump abandoned the accord in 2018. Diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. Trump also said that he would probably not participate in a 5+1 summit with Iran proposed by his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. Putin called Friday for an online summit of the leaders of the five permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany and Iran over a possible extension of the international embargo on arms sales in Tehran. The United States and Poland signed a recently negotiated enhanced defense cooperation agreement Saturday in Warsaw. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
At a joint news conference in Warsaw, Poland's foreign minister Jacek Czaputowicz said through an interpreter, as the U.S. draws down its forces in Germany, it makes sense to move some of those troops to Poland.
Because we are closer to the potential source of conflict.
The deal allows U.S. forces to access additional Polish military installations to enhance and modernize existing capabilities. Pompeo says while troop levels still matter, the world does move on.
Space, cyber, all the disinformation on these defense cooperation agreements we signed will give us the capacity to work on each of these problems.
I'm Ben.